There's a need to strengthen oversight of telehealth services before policymakers are making decisions.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Before the pandemic, Medicare, which is the government's health insurance program for older Americans and those with certain disabilities, only paid for telehealth services under limited circumstances. For example, when access to in-person care was limited by location. But then during COVID-19, the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees Medicare, waived some of its restrictions. While this may have provided greater access to care, there are concerns about the quality of care Medicare recipients received and their privacy. Today, we'll find out more from GAO's Leslie Gordon, an expert on Medicare and a director in our healthcare team. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today, Holly.
So, Leslie, how did telehealth change during COVID-19?
Holly, we saw a tenfold increase in the use of telehealth services. We went from 5 million services to 53 million services. And the time period we looked at was April to December of 2019, pre-COVID, comparing that to April to December of 2020. We also saw the number of beneficiaries increase from 1.5 million accessing telehealth services to over 14 million. Mental health and behavioral health professionals increased the most, delivering about half of their services every month. Interestingly enough, 5% of providers delivered 42% of telehealth services. And when we looked at urban versus rural providers, we saw that urban providers delivered a higher percentage of their telehealth services compared to rural providers.
So we were worried about the quality of care provided through telehealth visits, but why would a telehealth visit differ from an in-person doctor's appointment?
They're essentially different visits, right? You can't diagnose, you can't look at somebody's infection, you can't look at their wound, you can't do any kind of physical exam when you're on a phone. And when you're on video technology, you can do it only to a limited degree.
So the quality of care provided could differ significantly when appointments are done by phone versus video versus in person, right? HHS's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, is supposed to monitor the quality of care. Are they tracking which appointments are video versus phone?
Because CMS can't identify all of the audio-only services, they are not able to study that, in a sense. And we found that not only was CMS not able to identify which services were audio versus video technology, we also found that CMS had not assessed the quality or had no plans to assess the quality of telehealth services generally. They have done some work to identify potential indicators of quality services that could be applied to telehealth services. It's essential to know whether they are medically necessary, equitable, and whether they lead to improved health. It's also important because right now CMS is paying the same amount whether you go in person, you have a video visit, or if you talk to your doctor on the phone.
Another concern with telehealth is about privacy, right? HHS's Office of Civil Rights is responsible for enforcing HIPAA, which is all about patient privacy and the security of their health information. Do these new technologies pose any risk to HIPAA?
We looked into the privacy and security of telehealth services, particularly since HHS's Office of Civil Rights relaxed its enforcement of privacy and security rules during the pandemic. Now, this was essential for people to be able to connect to their doctors, whatever the video technology platform. We also knew, though, that some telehealth platforms that were being used likely didn't meet the privacy and security requirements. And again, HHS's Office of Civil Rights said it wasn't going to enforce those standards during the pandemic. The problem was the agency doesn't know if providers are explaining the risks to their patients. And here we are, more than 2 years later, HHS Office of Civil Rights still isn't enforcing the privacy and security requirements. And we don't know who's aware of those risks.
So Leslie just told us that telehealth use under Medicare was expanded during the pandemic to allow patients to access health services when they otherwise might not have been able to, but that there are concerns about the quality of care patients receive and their privacy, which HHS and CMS are not yet monitoring. So Leslie, given some of the oversight issues we identified in our report, what actions do we think HHS and CMS should take?
We're making recommendations to CMS to better track audio-only telehealth services. And that's really essential for understanding quality. Also, we are recommending that CMS plan to comprehensively assess the quality of telehealth services, including audio-only services. Without that, there's no way to ensure that telehealth services are medically necessary, equitable, and lead to improved health. And finally, Holly, we're recommending that the Office of Civil Rights provide additional outreach or education to providers so that they're fully explaining the privacy and security risks of using telehealth platforms when they're meeting with their patients.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
There's a need to strengthen oversight of telehealth services, including assessing the quality of those services, before policymakers are making decisions to expand or extend the telehealth access for the long term.
That was Leslie Gordon talking about our new report on Medicare and telehealth oversight. Thanks for your time, Leslie.
It was great to talk with you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.